Now, anyone who gets out of bed at a decent time on Saturday morning and puts on the telly can't have helped but had your Saturdays brightened up by the smiles, the jokes, and of course the recipes of TV chef James Martin on Saturday Kitchen. But now he's gone all continental with his new show on the Good Food Channel, James Martin's Mediterranean, and he's inviting us all to join him on a voyage of culinary discovery as he sails around the Med from Harnia to Tuscany. It sounds wonderful. I'm so pleased to be joined live by James here on BCB. Good morning, James.
How are you doing?
Oh, very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Very good, very good. It was 5 weeks off in the summer, that's what it was. That's my excuse to it, yeah.
It was a holiday, really.
Well, I wish it was. They sold me as a... Would you like to go around the Mediterranean on a yacht?
Right.
Do you know what? I'll give that a go. Reality was that it was on an anchovy boat from south Italy, and it'd never been washed since 1830. But you know, it was good fun to do.
Because we see when we watch these things, we always think, oh, that must be really hard work. Yeah, going around.
It was genuinely. Yeah, it was genuinely. We shot everything in one take. You know, we went around the markets and, you know, like a lot of these things, you can't really prepare yourself for what you're about to see. And certain things worked, certain places worked. But, you know, so you go to a market one day and there'd be nothing there by two blokes sat on a step with a crate of tomatoes. So, you know, you can't shoot that morning. So you go looking for something else. And that was the great thing about it. Everything was kind of done on the hoof. And hopefully doesn't show in terms of television, but in terms of the recipes, I think it makes everything real.
So you were in a boat, you went to loads of different ports, you got to the port, saw what food there was, and just had to come up with the recipes there and then?
Yeah, we looked at traditional stuff as well. So, and what I wanted to do when obviously we're looking at the Mediterranean, we didn't want to do just standard Italy and France and stick with that. You know, I wanted to go to Crete, I wanted to go to Ibiza, you know, because I wanted to see, A, what Pasha was like.
You just wanted to go clubbing, really, didn't you? Come on, admit it.
Yes, exactly. I'm too
old. Larging it till the morning.
I suddenly found that I was way too old for that sort of foam and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, it was an amazing thing to see. But on top of that, you know, you go to areas of Ibiza, which is beautiful scenery. And the most amazing restaurant right by the coast. I learned how to make proper tapas to, you know, how olive oil's produced over in Crete. You know, most beautiful Crete. Learned how to make proper pizzas in Naples. Bouillabaisse in Marseille. Went to the most beautiful lagoon for oysters in Montpellier. You know, I mean, just amazing scenery. That's the beautiful thing about the Mediterranean. Wherever you look, it is beautiful.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, you're making me very, very hungry on listening to all that. But you see, your puddings are legendary, aren't they, as well?
Well, we did try to do a few puddings, but it was too hot. You know, I'm a Yorkshireman, but...
You like cream and butter in puddings, don't
you? I do, but I struggled to find it out there. I found butter all right, and we had this one place that we were in Gator, which is not Gator, over in Crete, that they produce a lot of lard, because obviously the pig is highly prized.
I always think of lard as being very Yorkshire, actually.
Yeah, well, they produce a lot of desserts out of that, so we learned how to make this famous dessert. It was like a big Catherine wheel. They make out of lard. It sounds disgusting. It's made out of lard and sugared pumpkin.
Yeah, it's not kind of doing it for me.
Yeah, but
really,
you've got to try it, you see. You have to but trust me, that with a bowl of ice cream, when it was so hot outside, yeah, it was good grub.
So, that sounds even more fattening than your very famous, and I have to say, exceptionally tasty croissant and white chocolate and whiskey pudding.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, 2,800 calories per portion.
Tell me all about it. I went to a dinner party once after I'd just lost an awful lot of weight, and someone came with one of those. And do you know what? I sneaked in the kitchen four times on the sly, sticking it in my mouth without anybody.
Well, I've got the opinion you can eat that once. You've got 3,000 calories to eat a day. You can eat that once and then drink water for the rest of the day. You're all right.
Now, of course, you are a local Yorkshire lad, aren't you?
I am.
I'm putting some music on here. I don't know if you recognise this music here.
Castle Howard,
that's right. You were sort of grew up around and about Castle Howard.
We didn't own it, otherwise I wouldn't be doing, you know, messing around in the Mediterranean. But yeah, it was an amazing experience when I was a young kid to work there. I started my professional career there when I was about 8 years old. I started parking cars, not actually parking cars, but pointing people who were arriving at where to park when I was about eight to get a bit of pocket money. And then I helped out pot washing in the kitchen. And then from pot washing, I always dreamed about being in the kitchen. Got the opportunity when I was a young kid, and that's where it started.
Brilliant. Yeah, I mean, and it's just so beautiful. beautiful up there, isn't it? And very flat, not like a lot of the rest of Yorkshire, but absolutely gorgeous.
Well, you've got the hills beyond that. You've got, obviously, the North Yorkshire moors beyond that. But it must... Yorkshire is a special place in my heart, and it's the most beautiful place in the world. And when you travel all over the place...
We like it when you say stuff like that.
Well, it is. It is. You know, I get to travel all over the place. But, you know, I mean, you know, that Naples and Amalfi Coast is beautiful, don't get me wrong, but... You go up to the North Yorkshire Moors, and when the weather can turn, it is one of the most beautiful places on earth. And,
brilliant.
And, yeah.
Lovely.
Some of the most honest folk, but, yeah, it's a great place.
Fabulous. Well, listen, James, thank you so much for joining us. We need to move on. We've got the news coming up. It's just been an absolute delight to talk to you. Good luck with the show.
It's a pleasure. It's on this Sunday at 9 o'clock on the
Sunday,
Good Food Channel.
This Sunday, 9 o'clock, Good Food Channel. We'll be watching. Good luck with it. Hope it goes really well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.